This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
This show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop. We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my God, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me, good evening, everybody. That's good. Thanks, guys. You're the greatest.
What's so good about it?
I'm happy. I'm in a great mood. I don't know about anybody else.
Why? What happened to you that you're in a great mood?
I masturbated. It was phenomenal. No, I didn't. It's
something you do like every hour.
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't jerk my bag today yet. But the day ain't over yet. It's the Ham Radio Show live here on HamRadioShow.com. Of course, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Please do me a favor. Call 718-577-1389 and be a part of the Unfiltered fun and folly that is the Ham Radio Show. How is everybody else doing on this fine evening? Joe usually talks now, and for some reason, Joe's quiet, too.
I was fixing my pants.
You're fixing your pants.
That's because Joe was over there typing away, but he's still trying to slip.
He actually just wrote in the Facebook Live suite, which, by the way, you can contact us on as well. Facebook Live, ready to go right on my Facebook page. Joe wants everyone to know he's not wearing any underwear.
Well, I'm in solidarity.
So now that makes two.
I'm in solidarity with my best friend, Danny.
My best friend, Danny. Danny, by the way, Billy wasn't here last week. Danny, last week.
2-hour conversation, Billy, about me not.
No, it wasn't 2 hours.
Right. Yeah, it was.
It was not two hours.
Wait, hold on. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you. What happened with it?
He's in a good mood. He got his job back.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they fired him.
Taking in.
Did they fire you, Nick? Was it?
No, he got his sports job beginning, so he didn't get his job back.
They get furloughed during, the off season.
Fuck those guys, man. They should pay Nick everything he's owed.
They are.
And give him a hot dog besides.
Can we get back to the fact that Danny is the grumpiest motherfucker in the world?
He is.
Number one, we talked about it. It's a talk show, Danny. You brought up the fact that you don't wear underwear.
It does.
Excuse me. You also brought up the fact you don't wear underwear. For the last 2 fucking years, you haven't worn underwear. 2 fucking years. That's 365 days times 2.
Look at all the money you've saved.
And I'm not supposed to find that maybe just a little bit alarming and, in fact, strange.
Welcome to the club, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Danny, we've talked about for 2 hours, Bill. That's what they do.
It's actually kind of nice because
you're not wearing
any
underwear. Are you actually freeborn?
But have you been outside in a cold wind?
That's why I'm cold.
That's not so good.
I don't think he's going to have a windsock.
You know, I'm dead.
Yeah. You don't get smaller in the cold.
That's what your mom tells me.
That's right.
I got people in there. I got Tammy in there. She just friend requested after finding out. She friend requested Joe after finding out that he's not wearing underwear.
Well, hopefully she doesn't wear any underwear either.
I hope to God Tammy doesn't.
Warning, Tammy, that request comes with requests for nude pictures from Joe.
Absolutely.
Or Joe sends you nude pictures.
I don't really want any nude pictures. You know, I just want pictures.
You lie.
No. This is true. I don't like people when they're totally nude.
Tammy,
I don't even like myself totally nude.
First off, shut up. Second off, Tammy is very attractive. If Tammy were to send you nude pics.
I just like a topless picture, maybe.
Topless? That's all you need in life?
Topless. Or maybe in a very, very short skirt with her underwear showing. That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Tammy, would you be able to accommodate this request?
Yeah.
From Joe. Joe said that he would enjoy a topless pic from you.
Uh-huh. It'd be very nice. Yeah. You know, we should start like a topless competition. They could send the photos at thehamradio.com. And
you're going to judge?
Well, okay.
Hold on.
You guys need practice. You don't want to do this contest,
No.
Right?
Excuse me.
I'll offer $100 in prize money.
All right. Everyone needs to shut up. I never offered to judge anything except for the $10,000 bikini contest.
Really?
So I don't understand why we need practice.
Well, you can't.
Joe is the only one asking for to see naked tits.
Yeah.
He's asking to see them and have our fans bring us fucking naked boobies.
Well, it doesn't matter because nobody's going to judge anything if they go to ham.com.
Well, but that's where he sent them? I stopped listening to him. Is that where he's sending people again?
Well, no, it's hamradioshow.com.
Yes, please.
I know what the website is. It's just I'm stupid.
Yeah, we know that. Please send all your boobs.
Yeah.
To hamradioshow.com.
And we'll judge them. And the one that we judge the best, I'll send $100 to. I promise.
You cannot pay women. Hold on.
I'm not paying them. It's a contest.
A contest.
Sure
you're just
is.
An old man who wants to pay to see tits.
Well, yeah.
You can go to a nudie bar. Yeah, you can't just request, hey, get naked. I'll give you money.
Why not?
Fucking Joe Weinstein. You can't just do that.
You have to have, consent forms and... all this legal stuff.
They're sending it to me of their own free will.
Not if you're allowing
them money. No, you requested it.
So they don't have to do it if they don't want to.
Hold on.
I'll give them $100.
You're opening yourself to all kinds of litigation.
Why?
Because they're not sending an offer.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yet again, everyone's talking over each other. You're not listening to each other. Billy's absolutely right.
Is he?
You are not listening, Joe, because you didn't fucking say that they're sending it at their own volition.
Oh.
You requested them sending it.
No, I said.
So you said, hey,
I said, if you want to send it, you send it.
Hold on. Shut up. You said, and I quote, please send topless pics to ham.com. That was the first quote.
Okay.
Totally wrong. Then you fucking changed it and said, hey, hamradioshow.com.
Okay.
So now, if you get them, and now you're offering cash for tits.
Only for the winner.
Only for the winner. That's no one else. Yeah. Everyone else is just not getting
I'm not
any
offering
money.
Everybody. If I get 100 pictures, I'm not going to send out $100 bills. I'm just going to send $100.
Tammy needs to be held because I'm yelling. That's because Joe won't shut up.
You are even more stupid than I first computed.
Thank you, computer. I know that Joe is.
I don't think that's illegal. It's a contest.
You have to.
Did you really probably? I'm,
stuff.
We are. Even though
I hit the contest all the time.
Hold
I never win. But,
even
you know.
Though Joe, shut up for a second.
There
let me explain.
Out.
Yet again, Ozzy and Harry, you keep talking. They're not listening.
I quit.
We are a fucking show.
Yeah.
We don't act like we are a show, but we are an actual show.
Oh, we
cannot just request tits for cash.
Oh.
I don't understand how you don't get this part of the fucking equation. Oh. We are an actual show. We have a website. We have a radio show. We have clothing. Danny, stand up. You're wearing the clothes.
Is there anything we can do to get this? These photographs?
Yes, if they want to do it of their own volition, but you've already now requested tits.
Oh.
You've requested cash.
Okay,
if a girl,
I'm not requesting nothing.
Hold on. If Tammy walked in.
Yeah.
Okay, Tammy from our Facebook Live group who is hanging out and listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
If Tammy walked into the fucking room.
I'm looking at a picture.
And
she's
decided
very
to go topless.
Yeah.
For
that
us.
Nice, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We would all be, you know, more inspired.
I'm
Danny probably be less fucking grumpy. He would be happy he wasn't wearing underwear.
You think?
Okay? But the fact of the matter is, you cannot just request people to send you naked pictures and you'll give them money. Well, that is not an actual business. That is probably a crime.
I'm an old man.
I'm just saying.
I'm tired.
No, you're not. You cannot use that defense. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I like that.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm old.
Once I'm dead.
Yeah.
Carla,
she's beautiful, by the way.
Who, Tammy?
I'm looking at her page on Facebook, and she's very pretty.
Yes.
He's drooling. Very.
I mean, Carla will probably send you naked pictures.
Is she married?
I don't know. Tammy, are you married?
If you're married, don't tell your husband what I said.
Tammy says, get a Snapchat account.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get lots of broods.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's
his plan.
Yeah.
You really got big fat tits.
She does. Me or Tammy?
So
if you flat, you got tits.
Yeah.
Flash Joe, and you get $100.
No, because you know Judge fucking Joe over here.
Yeah,
he has to choose me as the winner me to get the cash.
So you're the only person that enters. Yeah. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. No other broads can enter. By the way, me and Danny are going to be August 19th to the 22nd. We're going to be at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff for the expo.
Nice.
It is the annual Gentlemen's Club Expo. I want to make sure I get it right.
Very nice.
And it will be a outstanding trip. Danny and me now staying at separate hotels, so that's good. I'll go over to his pool. He'll come over to my pool. It'll be like a thing.
How come you're staying at separate hotels?
Because Danny's a dum-dum, and he wanted to stay at his own hotel.
Why
don't you
listen, the last time I was in Vegas with asshole,
I had
hotel
a medical
room.
Condition, right. though. I had a medical condition.
There was
condition.
Blood everywhere.
I had a medical condition. It wasn't like that was the norm.
Oh, that was years
ago.
We've
been to Vegas more than once together. Okay? Once was to get married. And I don't think you love me anymore.
That's right.
And
which
the second
led to the
time.
Medical.
Yeah.
Doesn't count when Elvis does it.
Yeah. And then the second time was the medical condition. But
tell the people what we're doing there.
What are we doing there? You're missing now. You're on the fucking itinerary. Why don't you fucking tell people what we're doing? Why do I got to sell everything up?
Yeah.
The future of throwing a party in your club will be discussed at the party business right there. And it will be August 19th to the 22nd, 2018 at the Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. I will be interviewing people on the red carpet. There will be an award show. There will be boobies galore. There will also be a $10,000, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, $10,000 bikini contest. And me, and now Danny, I guess we're sharing a chair now, and plus, Plus, Ronnie Mund, Ronnie the limo driver from the Howard Stern Show, okay, will also be in attendance being a judge at the Hard Rock, 19th through the 22nd of August.
Terrific.
Of August.
Terrific.
And we'll be at the Hard Rock Casino. Bet on black, motherfucker. Bet on black.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. So we're going to be staying at two different hotels.
Loser.
Everything's been booked, though, so that's a plus. Everything's booked.
Why can't
you
stay in your room?
I offered.
Yeah.
I said we would have got two separate beds. We didn't have to share a bed.
Yeah, we would have had
two separate beds. Danny went out of his way.
It would be fun.
And said, I don't know. Look, I don't give. First off, I really honestly don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably better that we don't stay because Danny does annoying shit and I do annoying shit. We probably don't want to live together. So if we have two separate rooms, it's fine.
Whoa.
I just think it was stupid on his part because I feel like they're going to cost him money.
Yeah.
So and Danny felt like he wanted to spend money. So it's fine by me if Danny wants to spend some cash blow his wad while in Vegas, that's fine.
No, you can come over to your hotel and have breakfast.
No, he's not allowed.
Well, they don't know. They just have an open breakfast.
No, we will go. I will be literally busy the moment the moment I step off the plane.
Yeah.
Because I'm flying there the 19th.
Okay.
I'm literally the day of the start of the event. So I'm going to fly down there, and Danny's with me. We're both on the same flight.
Mm-hmm.
That he hooked up. We got this. We're leaving, we're going at the same time, and we're coming back at the same time.
Did you tell Joe he's driving us to the airport yet?
No. Joe, you're driving us to the airport.
Oh. What time do I have to get up in the morning?
Early.
Oh.
We're going to be... I think we got to be at the airport by, what, 5, Danny?
Yeah. Yes.
About 5 a.m.
Are you going to Newark?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Newark is not too bad.
Philly.
Yeah, we're going to... We said, fuck it, we're going to Dulles.
No, you could have been going out of Kennedy. That's a pain in the ass to get to Kennedy.
That's what I was trying to explain to the fine people who were booking it. I said, look, even though Newark is in a different state... That airport is more accessible than going to JFK, LaGuardia. It's not accessible. You have to, for the time that our flight is leaving, let's just say that was the flight, right?
Okay.
If we were going and that, we would have to leave at 3 a.m. to make sure that we were going to get there at the proper time.
Are you guys going to bring me back something, a souvenir, a present for driving?
Syphilis.
Oh.
They'll collect those naughty magazines they hand out for all
right
the,
on the corners
for all the women that are like
you know what you can bring me one of the
what
girls.
Do you want? What do you want?
I want one of the girls' bikini tops.
I'll see if I can do that.
You can get that. That's they give it to all the judges. It's like part of it's a tradition. Every judge gets one of the tops.
It's part of the gift bag.
Yeah, something like that. You know, like the winner takes off a top and gives it to the judges, you know, and second runner-up and third runner-up.
Well, if they do that, they are going to do that.
Oh, it's every contest, that's what they do.
I will get a signed autographed one. If
that would be even nicer, yeah.
Me and Danny are just going to go buy a bikini top?
No.
And then we're going to sign it?
You got to take a picture, you know, the picture with
it. I'll take a picture with the chick and then just go, come here, we need you to hold up this bikini top.
Yeah, that's right.
Take a picture for Joe.
Well, she's got to be not wearing it, you know.
No, well, she can cover your nipples.
Yeah, she could do that.
And then just take the picture and we're going to pretend this is your bikini.
There you go.
And then we're going to just sign a squiggly thing that says, love. And then just like flower.
Right.
Or
I'll hang it up here in the studio. I'll make it 8x10 glossy and we'll hang it up in the studio.
There you go.
That'll look well.
Something tells me he's going to give it a matte finish ever as glossy.
A little cream pie.
Yeah, by the way, Tammy was just in. Tammy was in Vegas.
Is she going to be
so
the
So we missed out on her.
Oh.
And now Carla wants to come with us.
Oh, that would be nice.
Carla does owe me a blowjob.
What did I say? Marcus got a
girlfriend.
Where
we go. Marcus got a girlfriend. That happened last week.
Yeah.
Bisexual Marcus now has a girlfriend.
God bless you, Marcus.
And Gene is saying, who, Mary Pom? No, it's an actual broad. It's an actual broad. Carla is heading to Vegas in April.
It's Alexa.
She'll answer. I'm looking forward. There's too much reverb in this room today.
I know what it is.
What is it?
I don't hear any reverb.
It's right here.
Oh, it's a cymbal?
Oh, yes. Because he had the thing on it before, right? Danny, can you do me a favor? Take your headphones off.
Just
go outside.
That symbol is giving you reverb?
Yes, go outside.
I don't hear it.
Because it's ringing off of this.
Billy, don't explain it to him. You're going to take up too much time. Go outside and go get the freaking the tambourine that was on top of that, please. And go put it on top because somebody cleaned again like an idiot.
Well, you know, you guys work in a dirty studio.
Danny, Bill, Joe, that's going to make too much noise, Bill. Just get the tambourine that was there. It's right there as soon as you walk out the door. I was trying to figure out if it was over here, Bill. That's the fucking problem.
I don't even hear it.
Because you're fucking deaf.
Well, that's true.
His voice, it hits it and it just...
Yeah, I have a loud voice, Joe. I don't know if you noticed.
Does that help?
Yeah, let me say
it actually does.
Hey! Yeah, much better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Joe, for fucking cleaning.
No, acoustically, that's a pain in the ass.
It is. I'm hearing a hum every time I talk, and I'm going, oh, my shit, is it my fucking headphones? Is it anything going on that's mechanical in this room? And then
just
I thought it was...
think what everybody else hears all the time.
What?
I don't know.
Your docile tones?
Not mine.
Shit, says the guy that does... I love how these fucking... all these cocksuckers in this room... I'd like to bring this up. Everyone mocks me. I'm the only one that talks because it's a talk show and none of you fucking talk. None of you fucking talk.
What are you talking about? You always tell me to shut up.
Because you say dumb shit.
See, that's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
There you go. Billy does not fucking talk unless you poke him like a fucking bear. And then when he gets on a rant, he won't shut the fuck up. Jeez. When he finally does talk. And then they mock the loud guy in the room who has to talk because no one else does.
You are loud, Eddie.
Okay, and did you bring any story? Did you sell that whole hour, that half hour, Joe, that we just did?
What hour was that?
Yeah, exactly. You didn't do anything on the show today so far.
Who?
You told us a story.
Yeah.
What was your story about today so far?
I didn't tell any
exactly.
Story.
You
just said
nothing.
I wanted some nude pictures. That's
you did nothing. Yes.
And you made fun of me because I don't wear any underwear.
And I cleverly crafted it and took your fucking love of naked pictures that Danny actually did bring up.
Yeah.
And I cleverly crafted it with Tammy. And Tammy ran with the story. But then if you notice, Tammy's not talking to us right now because she's probably creeped the fuck out.
Probably.
Because you don't know when to shut up about the fucking naked pictures.
I've done that.
And I fucking am, I don't know, good at this radio thing, and I like to do it.
I've done that.
Yeah. My genius should not be questioned.
We ain't found shit.
Exactly.
I'll tell you.
All right? And then me and Danny also, by the way, did you notice that we sold the fucking, that we're going to be at the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
19th through the 22nd. Did you see how we made that happen?
Am I going to get my tequila?
No, you're not. Not with that fucking attitude. Why would we reward you?
I was supposed to get a bottle of tequila.
Yes, from Religion Tequila. Go to ReligionTequila.com.
A very good tequila.
Joe's Wine is brought to you by ReligionTequila.com. There is Joe.
I was promised.
And you're still... you're still gonna get it.
Oh, I am.
But you ain't gonna get it anytime soon because I'm not busting my ass for you.
You're gonna be back from Vegas for me?
No, I'm not. Go to a liquor store and buy it.
No, I don't want to pay for it.
They make it. Go there.
I want it for free. It's always better when it's free. Oh, Paul Simon died?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He wasn't on the list anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nobody had Stephen Hawkins.
Literally, can I just bring up the fact... wait, hold on. Okay. Can I bring up the fact of how dumb Joe is?
What?
He just looked at the television
that's
promoting Paul Simon's concert.
I thought he died.
And then goes, Paul Simon died.
I thought we were watching the news.
No, we're not.
Oh.
Read the fucking ad. They're telling you he's playing the Barclays Center, you dummy.
Well, that's pretty good if you're dead.
He's going back home.
Jesus
Christ. Holograms home now, bomb, so it's okay.
I swear to God, I wish Julio was down by the schoolyard and stabbed Joe. That's what I wish.
Different times.
It is so hard to do right, and then he thinks he's being like a funny fucking ha-ha. Oh, I got him. I ruffled his feather. We're trying to do radio. We're trying to somewhat sound professional in a fucking unprofessional show that we have. And Joe ruins it every fucking time.
I thought he could have been. He's old.
So are you.
Oh, yeah.
You're older than dirt.
It's true.
Is that Joe dying? What was that?
It's true.
It'd be good, right?
I have clothes that are older than you.
Fucking, you got jokes that are older than me.
That's true, too.
And you use them all the time.
He's got right. shit stains older than you.
All right. When we come back here on the program Wicked that Joe is not going to be a part of when That's we come right. back, we're also going to tell you how you can listen to the Ham Radio Show in a totally different way. Ooh. When we come back on the big show, that's this one right here, even though Joe fucks it up. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Tammy, show your tits. We'll be right back after these words. Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
What the fuck?
Be juice in the house. This is your brains on drugs. Oh, shit, son.
This hour of broadcasting is brought to you by Bongs or Us.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers, beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
Do you want to cut a promo for us?
Why? What do you want me to promo?
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough. We'll take it.
Ham
Thank
radio.
You, Beetlejuice.
Okay. What do you mean, Ham Radio? I know what a Ham Radio is. I don't even like to stick my cock in you right now. I should hold it out of that.
That is the. I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Yeah, I can fight more than that.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but
the best for you both.
I know the version of me
is she prepared it like me. Go down on you in a fair time. Eloquently, and when she have your baby,
877-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. It's a full load of hot button topics today for you. Mind ya!
Yeah, baby!
You worked when you went away. It's not fair. Let's go to the phones.
Fair.
Who's on my line? Who's knocking at my door?
Who that person?
Hello, who's on the phone?
Hi, it's Tammy. Camera.
Ooh.
Hi.
Ooh. Hey.
I'm excited.
There's a girl on the phone. There's a girl on the phone.
A real one, too.
Ooh. I'm so wet.
First time calling your show. How are you? I love it.
Oh, do you love this show? Does this show make you horny, baby?
Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Was that a wet one?
That was a wet one.
I have no idea.
Tammy, how are you, baby?
I'm wonderful. I was checking my Facebook messages, and I got the alert that you went live, and I said, well, let me go say hi.
And did it change your life forever, listening to the Ham Radio Show? Exactly.
It did.
Tammy, what are you listening?
I love it.
What are you wearing right now as you listen to the Ham Radio Show?
I could lie or I could tell the truth.
Lie. Most women lie to me. Lie.
Yeah, I go for lie.
Yeah,
lie,
no, please. Please. I'm thinking negligee. Like long
right.
Negligee, but like with a big slit down the middle. Yeah. Let me just get comfy.
No.
Thigh high boots and pasties.
Oh, that's great.
I'm in the kitchen making dinner. Yeah.
You're making dinner and you're wearing thigh high boots and pasties and that's it?
Yeah, that's good.
That makes the food taste better.
Don't stand too close to the stove.
Yeah, please. I don't want you to burn those pasties off.
Look at that. An attractive woman cooking for you. She's perfect.
She's perfect for me. She's perfect.
I know.
Tammy, what are you cooking for dinner?
I am actually just reheating leftovers, but the leftovers are chicken marsala from yesterday.
Oh, that's
dude!
Nice.
You know what?
Yes,
I
made it.
You know what I had last night for dinner? Chicken
what?
Marsala.
Okay. Well,
what's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook is Italian food. But in all actuality, I'm wearing my work clothes, my medical scrubs. So that could be kind of hot,
but
some people.
But that's hot too. That's hot, too.
Yeah,
we like hot nurses.
That's a turn on.
Joe was describing how we'd love to have a sponge bath.
Yeah.
I would.
have you ever had to do that? Has that ever happened in your job where you had to give a sponge bath to a gentleman with a... let's just say enormous cock.
Well, you know, it's funny. In my job, if I had to do that, you know, my coworkers might wonder what's up. I'm actually a lab tech, so I don't have to do that.
Do you want to?
Do I have a beef jerky?
Just saying. I'm asking. I'm throwing it out there.
Well, there's been a few patients that, you know,
Well,
wanted to do that too, but yeah.
What hospital do you work at? Can I come?
Oh, geez.
I'm
well,
old.
You
I'm
know what?
Yeah.
I do not work in a hospital. I work in a private clinic. I work with methadone and oxycodone addicts. So,
I used to take all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe was a big druggie.
Yeah.
So it's a different type of medical facility. So, really, I don't want to be giving sponge baths to those people.
What? You don't want to give a nice meth addict a nice spongerino, just clean out his hiney hole? Come on. Right after he takes a beautiful sip of the pink meth. You know,
And
he drinks it down, the methadone, and he just takes it in. And you're just sponging away. He's sipping. He's got a little umbrella in his methadone and a little, you know, one of those crazy straws.
It's actually pink.
We're not supposed to really fraternize with our patients, so you know.
So, I just found out methadone's pink.
You didn't know methadone was pink?
Well, how would I know? I've never had it.
You have to get out to the wild parties. I do.
I avoid these things. Ever screw with them and like put Pepto Bismol in them?
I don't do. I'm not the doctor. I'm actually the lab tech. So I'm drawing your blood, running it through the machine, seeing what other stuff you're on besides your prescribed methadone.
What happens if you can't draw blood? Is a sperm sample okay?
It depends on who the patient is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like a nice, like if I walk in and I ask for my methadone and you can't draw the blood. And you're like, well, you know what? A good hand job. We'll fill up a Dixie cup, and we'll test that because there's got to be some form. We can figure out what you're on from a good load. You know what I'm saying?
If you're the patient, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
And two big balls.
That was our lab.
Actually, you know, you can do a urine specimen, but if you want to give a semen specimen, that's okay.
Well, which do you prefer? Because I don't know, I didn't know you were into golden showers. So do you want pee pee or do you want number three?
No.
You want number one or number three? I just need to know.
Oh my God!
Well, these are questions.
I don't even know what to. You left me speechless, Addy.
Yeah!
He has no soul.
Most women usually do.
Yes, I take them out. I take them girls out of the game.
Oh, my God.
You're the one being all sexy, cooking in pasties and thigh-high boots, making chicken marsala.
You said to lie. It's a fantasy. You said to lie, yeah. So I lied. Mm.
All right, what do you wear under your scrubs? Are you a thong girl, boy cut panties? What do you wear?
Bikini.
Bikinis are fine. Do you wear like those old school, like the white ones with the little hearts on them, or are they like shiny?
No, I don't have any of those. No.
So I imagine that you're a day of the week broad.
Yeah.
Like you're wearing Wednesday. You're wearing your Wednesday panties right now.
No, I don't have any of those either. I should put it on a wish list or something.
Yeah.
Well, if you want,
put pictures in it. Yeah.
If you want, I'll come by and write Wednesday on your panties right now with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
I'll do that for you.
Thank
because
you.
Because I am a friend, and I will do that. I care.
I know. What are friends for?
That's what friends are for.
Well, I just wanted to say hi, first-time caller.
First time caller.
Love you, Addy.
Are you gonna stay a listener now that we creeped you out and we said we're gonna write on your panties and all that other stuff?
No, I'll be a listener.
But she'll never call again.
I'm a fan.
Is it me or by the way, does Tammy have a great fucking like phone sex voice?
I know, right?
Like seriously, you do. You have like a great phone sex voice.
She should get like a 900 number or something.
Are you home alone making chicken marsala?
I am home by myself at the moment. I have two people coming over. No, it's not a threesome. Just I have two friends coming over.
Are they both girls?
Are they chicks? Yeah, are they chicks or dudes?
One guy, one girl. No, it's not a threesome.
It's a total threesome. They're going to fuck each other, and then after they fuck, they're going to have chicken marsala. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. I mean, come on. That's the old chicken marsala ploy. I understand. You come over for the dinner.
Want some dick?
She's going to drop the napkin, all playful.
I've started many a party with chicken marsala.
Exactly.
That's true.
She's
put a little extra marsala in there.
She's going to show off a little bikini underwear, Danny. I know how this plays. Right. Don't lie. I know how this plays out. Right.
Don't wear the pasties, though. It's too obvious. It's too obvious.
Yeah, but leave the thigh-high boots on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Thigh-high boots on. Maybe a skirt.
Nah.
A skirt would be
I can hear it.
Nah,
I can tell
not that kind of party. It's only Wednesday.
I can tell you right now. Yeah, did you read her underwear? It's only Wednesday.
It's a midweeker.
Yeah. I can tell you right now that she's getting all flustered.
Don't they call Wednesday hump day over the hump day or something like that?
Joe, I'm trying to make her wet, and you're like interrupting.
Okay,
I'm trying to before she gets into the threesome.
And the other way you make her wet is with a hose.
Don't call her a hose.
No, you a hose.
That's Tammy. Tammy's not a hose. She's a lab tech.
You're disgusting.
God damn it.
You're despicable.
Tammy, I'm sorry that Joe just called you a hose.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm good. I know I'm a classy lady. It's okay.
You are.
You are a classy broad.
I was looking at your pictures on your Facebook
page. I'm a classy broad.
You're a
classy
broad.
Beautiful. You're a very attractive lady. I want
to Joe, can you let her fucking answer? When
no, I just have to tell her how beautiful
yes,
she is.
Yes, but she's trying to answer and
thank
say
you.
Thank you, and well, you won't shut
thank
the
you
fuck
very
up.
Much.
I think she'd rather hear
thank
a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, she's trying
Brooklyn
to...
girl, relocated to Florida. Yeah.
There you go. She's trying to friggin' say thank you, Joe, and take the compliment, and you won't shut up about how beautiful she
oh,
is.
Oh, you were going to give me a compliment?
No, she was going to take your compliment, right. You retard.
No.
Oh God!
And she was gonna like she might have
she was gonna like take my compliment.
She might have then she might have sent you a topless picture, but now you've ruined it.
Oh,
because you don't shut the fuck up.
I just got major shrinkage from Joe.
I know. Tammy was on a roll. She was hot. She was wearing scrubs. Yeah. She was cooking chicken marsala, and Joe had to ruin it.
I just gave her a compliment.
By calling her a hose.
No, I didn't. I said she's a very beautiful young lady, and she's gorgeous.
Joe,
yeah.
Now, the only picture you're going to get is of the spatula on a napkin.
I think so,
that's
yeah.
it.
Like
that's
a picture of the chicken marsala.
She's going to send you an empty plate.
Yeah. Nothing for me to eat, eh?
Joe's the only person in the world that can fuck up a wet dream.
Yeah. I've tried that a few times.
Joe is the saltpeter to the hard-on of life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right, Tammy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thanks for taking my call. It was great, and... I'm enjoying your show.
Well, you could, babe, listen to me very carefully. You can call anytime you
okay.
want. Anytime. I'm always available for you.
Ooh.
Not
okay.
Joe. Not Joe.
Thank you.
Not Joe, because he's a fuckhead.
Okay.
But you, I will be there for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Now, pull up your panties and go back to work. Make the chicken, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. That was an awkward. She had a creepy little laugh at the end, but it was cute.
Yeah, I think it was
for
you.
She should call back during her dinner party. I mean, threesome.
Yeah. I want to have a threesome.
That was lovely.
That was lovely. Joe fucked up.
Where do you know Tammy from, Eddie?
Facebook.
Oh, is that what it is? Facebook friend?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was laying yet again the ground. Some guys don't understand. See, Joe's been married for too long.
I have.
And doesn't understand the subtlety,
I have the subtlety
of talking to a beautiful woman like Tammy, and you lay the groundwork.
Well, I have no practice.
But you lay the groundwork. You talk to them. Well, and then they actually talk back. And it's called, get this, a conversation.
Yeah.
It's that thing we try to get Billy to do on the show where we talk and then Billy talks and then
what?
We talk. Yeah, see? And then we talk again. Billy doesn't. It's about timing, Joe, and you have none of it.
No.
I'm just saying. Trying to get it. When Joe was picking up broads, he was giving them coke. It's a little different. Than
yeah, it was a lot easier.
Yeah.
He was the original Bill Cosby.
As a matter of fact, they would ask me.
We had a hot chick in scrubs making chicken marsala.
I know.
And you fucked it up.
Got
it. Well, by the way, if Tammy wants to hear a replay of this, or anyone else does, there is a new way to listen to the Ham Radio Show, and it is the coolest thing ever. If
what
you
is
have...
It?
An Amazon Echo.
Pray tell.
Okay. So if you have that, all you have to do is you're going to enable one of her skills. I don't want to say her name yet because then she's going to talk. But it starts with an A and ends in Alexa. She can be activated. All you have to do is go to the skills thing. The little fucking, you go to the app.
The app.
And you click on the app and you go to the skills section and you look up, Danny, what is it called?
MyCast.
And you look up MyCast. And all you have to do is set it and then forget it because all she'll do is this. If I go to her right now and I go, Alexa, open MyCast.
Welcome to MyCast. You can say search in the name of the podcast or you can say exit.
Search. Ham Radio Show.
Searching for latest episode of the Ham Radio Show. Here it is from my cast.
There you go. It's just
this is Ham
that
Radio, fighting the war
simple.
Against the
wow, you gotta show me how to do that.
All right,
they
so
just did
that shit.
Oh,
Alexa, stop.
That was great.
So that's all you have to do, and then you can be listening to the Ham Radio Show so Tammy can hear how I was creepily hitting on her, Can anybody do that? Joe shit all over the bed. Wow. You can relive all the great stuff that happens on the Ham Radio Show right there at the tip of your tongue because it's hands-free. All you have to do before, okay, there's a couple of hands involved. You have to go to the freaking skill thing. You got to activate the MyCast thing, which is very simple. All you do is activate it on Alexa. It takes about 5 seconds to do that. And then you just tell her exactly like I did to go to the latest episode of the Ham Radio Show. It's done. And boom, you got it right there in your house. You can pipe it through all your systems. You can get it all going.
Pipe the shit right out of your house.
I'm excited.
And you can listen to us right there for you and your listening pleasure and your ear holes. It's just that simple.
I'm having an orgasm.
Yeah. Oh, wait, they want me to demonstrate it again. We can do that right now. I will do that for Tammy, who's listening, by the way, via the, I believe she's in the Facebook Live suite only, but if you want to, by the way, you should be on hamradioshow.com and soon to be on thepub.com, edthepub.com. We're going to be doing all that as well and get that going as well because we're going to be part of that as well. But let me go to the phones, too. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
It's Sully.
Hey! Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good.
By the way, wait, how funny is the fact that Sully's calling? Because the thing that was on Facebook today was Sully yelling at Joe.
I know.
Like I just did for fucking up a bit again.
Things don't change much.
No, they don't. Sully, how are you, sir?
I don't know, about 5 years ago this happened.
That Sully had to pull his car over. Because he was so angry that Joe fucked up a bit.
It was pouring rain. I'm on the way to Danbury, and that's what happens. And here we are, 5 years later, and I hear Joe screw it up again.
Exactly. He has not learned shit.
Not much has changed.
No. I think
now mind you, I'm very relaxed today.
Yes.
So I'm not going to yell at you, but come on, Joe. Really?
He's
5 years later.
There you go. He sounded like he was in an aquarium for a second.
Something, yeah.
No, I think us as a show have gotten better, Sully. We are a better show, but Joe has just stayed in the same world.
Well, you know, when you get to a certain age, you just stay the same.
Joe's universe is just Joe. It's just the Joe world.
I run at quantum speed.
That's why on the t-shirt it says
fucking Joe. It's right there. It's on the t-shirt. Fucking Joe. Everyone's name: Uncle Eddie, Danny, Billy, and then fucking Joe.
Yeah, they named the t-shirt after me. That's so cool.
That is the Ham Radio fucking Joe t-shirt.
Yeah. The effing Joe.
Well, it's about time. I mean, that's really the only fame you're going to get is on a t-shirt.
It's about the only thing I do get. I never got my bottle of tequila. I'll tell you.
No, hopefully we're going to see it in an obituary one day. But other than that, at least it's on the show. And it's on the shirt.
It'll be on his tombstone.
Yes.
I don't mind having that on my tombstone. Fucking Joe.
You want fucking Joe on your tombstone?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Dude,
man.
I will pay for the headstone.
I think everybody passing by that cemetery will be looking at it. First of all, I'm not going to be buried anyway, so you're not going to have a tombstone.
What, are you going to be cremated?
Yeah, I'm going to be cremated, and I'm going to cast my ashes. I have this all laid out by my
Okay, so explain to Sully, because I don't know either.
No, really. Well, first of all, I'm not having a funeral. I'm having a celebration of life party. I'm going to give the $20,000 to the caterer.
Trust me, Joe. When you die, there will be a party. So.
No, really, I am. I'm having a party. Like, it's going to be like a wedding. You know, going to have a band and you know, big hall with all people at the table, my friends.
He's a jolly good fellow.
Yeah, I am. And everything I own, I'm gonna like give people. Everybody's gonna get a number at the door, and then we're gonna like have the.
We're gonna raffle shit off.
Yeah, we're gonna have the barrel with all the numbers in there, and then, you know, all right, who gets the conga drum? Okay, number 47. How many bigger big conga drum?
So you're having a swap meet / Chinese auction.
Well, sort of. Well, that's how I'm gonna get people to come. I promise them presents, you know. I have cars and I have things like that. If my wife is gone, I'll give them the house.
You got kids, stupid.
If my wife is gone,
they don't want shit.
You're probably gonna eventually give one of your kids your cars.
No, I don't think so. They have better cars.
Joe, is this in your will, Joe?
Yeah, it is. Seriously, it really is. I had an
this
old.
This is all in your will.
Absolutely, yeah. The celebration of life party, why the fuck would I want to be laid out in a box? I'll make a video of myself or something, telling jokes because. You have to listen because I'm dead. And seriously,
oh God, no! That please, would be, don't do that.
It would be so great. I mean, really.
Give one example of a dead joke.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
If you really want to do this, if you really want to do the bad jokes, Joe, just play the ham radio show all the time.
Oh! Well, you could have, like, Nick from CUNT could bring out the best of Joe and put it on.
It's a very short reel. What are you going to do for the next couple hours?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm going to have a live band and shit like that. I got a couple of friends of mine going to play the gig for me.
I thought we were
playing Frank Sinatra.
No, I have rock band friends.
I thought the fucking original plan was you lying in a casket with a flower that shot water.
No, that was my niece was going to do that. We were going to have the flower. My niece was going to do the squirting of the flower business. Yeah. But I want to be cremated. Maybe I'll lay myself out for a couple of days just so somebody could get the flower business going. I like that idea. I want to have exploding shoes. You know, like the clowns have. You know, like when people go.
I've never seen a clown with exploding
shoes.
Oh,
a lot of them have explosions. And I want to have one of those things that, you know, when somebody goes near the coffin, like you prop you right up like a spring.
All right.
Scare the shit out of them, things like that. That would be funny, man. Well, anyway.
When do we get to set you on fire and burn you?
Well, you could all come to the cremation. That would be fun. I have his old air. You know, I'm going to be
because I want to be present for that.
You could light the match. I don't care.
I just want to buy Joe a headstone that says, like, with a target that says, piss here. Is that wrong? Like,
well, that's actually a compliment. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, but seriously,
hey, you know what, Joe?
A lot of alcohol drinks, you know, everybody get drunk. It'd be fabulous, man.
What, Sully?
Life goals for Joe. Yeah. Life goals.
Well, that's my death.
That's
goal.
It. Just life goals. No, it's your life goal.
Oh, okay.
Have everybody piss on you in life and just die.
Well, maybe if when I...
Yeah, but how is he going to meet those goals in such a short period of time?
You know, you may have something.
I don't know.
Sully, that might be a cure for cancer. We just don't know about it, you know? Like, 100 gallons of piss thrown on a guy, cancer's gone.
Then Jim Norton's going to be cancer-free forever.
There you go.
I love the golden shower.
There you go.
There you go.
I got to get going. I just wanted to call in and say hi to you guys because I know it's been a while.
Sully, by the way, congratulations on your child.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, she's going to be 2 in a couple of months.
Wow. Yes. We haven't talked in a while. We only talk on Facebook. Yeah. You don't
I can tell you one
thing. No more.
Toddlers are little jerks.
Who's a little? A toddler? Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
Toddlers are little jerks.
Well, they go through the terrible twos. You're going to have to experience that.
No, this isn't even the terrible twos, Joe. This is jerk/teenager/asshole stage.
Well, how do you think we feel? Joe's been going through the fucking horrible 72s for I don't know how long.
A long time. Hence why I have to keep calling and yelling at him.
Yes.
That's right. And I miss it, let me tell you.
Thanks.
All right, guys. I gotta get going.
Thanks, Sully.
Good to hear from you guys.
Solo,
ladies
buddy.
And gentlemen, the Sully, Sully from the Sully Show. Yeah. Sully, by the way, when's your show on? Plug your show.
We're on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on twitch.tv/accidentalpunch.
There you go. And you're still
and
a part.
Good,
and you're still
stuff.
A part of More Like Radio, right?
Yeah, we're still part of More Like Radio. You know, we kind of do our own thing, but you know, we still support everybody and we still say hi to everybody when we can. So
the Morlocks are still in existence.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
God bless you, my son. God bless you.
You. All right, guys. I'll catch you later. And Joe.
Yes.
And Joe, do me a favor.
Yes.
Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Bye, Sully.
I certainly missed that guy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I love when people just call and randomly tell Joe, shut the fuck up. It's a great day here on the show.
Yes, of course.
So we have that new way of listening to the show. I'm doing something at the same time, folks. I'm sorry.
The new way is exactly how again?
Yes, because people were asking. I got a second. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
You go to your Amazon Echo, because I know Tammy was asking. All right, and all you have to do is this. You talk to her and you say, Alexa, activate MyCast.
Welcome to MyCast. You can say search in the name of the podcast, or you can say exit.
Alexa, search the Ham Radio Show.
Searching for latest episode of the Ham Radio Show. Here it is from MyCast.
All right. And then it'll take just a brief second, and it's going to come on. And there it is.
This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can.
Beautiful.
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter.
All right, Alexa. Twitter.com. Stop. All right, so it's that simple. All you have to do is a step forward in the realm of access to the Ham Radio Show. We want everyone to do it. If you listen to the show and you like this show, and everyone seems to do that, hell, even people from More Like Radio still like this show. If you like the show, all you have to do is that for your Amazon Echo, and boom, you're there. It's just that simple. Two simple steps. Go to the skills section of your Alexa app, and all you have to do then is hit the MyCast thing, boom, and then when she asks you, after you open MyCast, you tell her to look for the Ham Radio Show. It's just that simple. It can't get any more fucking simpler than that. I know Tammy's happy because Tammy has an Amazon Echo, and she's going to be listening to the Ham Radio Show. So, by the way, Danny was looking into this, but I think it only plays the last episode.
The last episode.
So if you want to catch that, that's how you do it. So if you want to catch, like, this episode that we're on now, it's going to be kind of very meta. We're talking about the thing that's going to play the thing later. But if you want to do that, that's that way. If you want all the other episodes, go to thehamradioshow.com. Not the Ham Radio. Hamradioshow.com. And boom, go to ham.com, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
There you go. Go to hamradioshow.com, and then just go to the archive,
Google it.
Every fucking show we've ever done is up there. It's probably not, but it sounds greater when you say it that way.
Many of them.
Yes.
Many, there. Many, many, many.
All right, 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back with a full load of hot-button topics for you to swallow down right after these. Thank you. Words, yeah.
This is Ham Radio.
I feel like I've been raped in the face.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter.
cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
There you go.
Why?
Joe, be our house band.
Job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheels keep on turning, primary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
We can't afford a live band, so it's just Joe on drums.
And I love it.
Yeah. And on the riverboat queen, keep on mining. Primary, keep on mining. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live here on HamRadioShow.com. It's a full night, a full steaming load of hot button topics for you. Come on.
We've been diverted. We haven't gotten to one yet.
No, not one.
No.
Well, we got.
We talked
about Danny's underwear and he got angry.
Well, that's not a hot button.
And then Joe lost underwear and then Tammy came on. And
but being able to access our last show.
Yes.
Well, that could be a hot button. It could be a hot button.
It's a hot button for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go.
How about that, boys?
Yeah. Rolling on the river.
How do you actually roll on a river?
Well, you can roll on a river, but you have to be very fast.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. He says he's pretty sure.
Sure. Did you ever skim like a rock or something? Like, you
know, yes.
That's like rolling on a river. It's like skimming on a river.
Okay.
Oh, God,
Jesus did it.
Wait, Dan, your mic's off because you weren't in the room. What happened there?
I want to just fucking kill myself.
Yeah, I know.
Right now.
Jesus did it.
He did. He walked on water.
All right, man. Hey, Joe, guess what?
Wow.
Here's an oldie but a goodie for you.
Okay.
There you go. Come on.
Live from the WTF newsroom, it's What the Fuck Action News.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Why? Because we can.
There you go, Joe.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, you wanted hot button topics.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good intro.
And I'm giving you hot button topics.
I like it.
So that's for you.
Yeah.
So this today's WTF News brought to you by Joe.
That's me.
Joe, fucking things up since 1964.
No, we started in 2004, I think it was, right? When did we start? 2004?
It went right over his head. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Flew over him.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Danny would know. Well, Danny wasn't with the first show. Billy was.
Shut the fuck up.
Moving on.
Hot foot talks.
So hot.
Stephen Hawking. He's dead.
Are you sure?
Yep, famed physicist dead at 76 years of age.
I thought he died years ago.
No, he's dead, folks. I'm sorry.
It's amazing he actually lived that long. They didn't think he had to live past whatever.
Yeah, they told him he had 3 years.
In the 60s, he suffered from a disease that I can't look up the name right now.
ALS.
Is it Lou Gehrig's?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Lou Gehrig's. It was something else.
Multiple sclerosis?
No, he didn't have MS. No. He had ALS.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. But I thought he had a different name than ALS.
Yeah,
I saw that today.
It's a very long, long thing.
Well, maybe I should go see the 2014 movie, The Theory of Everything.
Yeah, right.
So therefore I can, you know, see the story.
You know what Eddie told me before?
Yes.
He actually cheated on his wife.
Yes, he did.
I don't know how he could do it. How could he do it?
And he was also very active at sex clubs. Yeah. And
where were you last night? Oh, I was in the chair. Okay, how could he cheat on his wife? Can't he make up a lie?
Well, first off, he wouldn't talk like that. I was in my chair the whole time.
Right.
And it was a little, you know, he wouldn't actually do that. By the way, Nick loves the WTF news.
Do you think he could jerk off?
No, he couldn't move. That's what Lou Gehrig's disease does to you.
Yeah.
Destroys your ability.
That's what ALS does. Maybe because, Danny, I looked at it as the actual name.
Right.
ALS is spelled out is what? Go ahead. Use the big word first.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
That's probably what I saw. So
yeah.
He had Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
So
couldn't throw a ball anymore.
No, so. Not anymore. But today, he feels
wow.
Like the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Which was weird that I did the echo thing after. Anywho, so he's dead. He was 76. But the thing I found oddly funny, and it kind of funny, but yet I would also say annoyed the living shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Every picture, and I'm going to pass this around to the class, but every picture of Stephen, Mr. Hawking,
From The Simpsons?
No, he's got the fucking teeth hanging out. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, so
you're telling me that he couldn't hire a motherfucker to walk around with him, and his whole job is, when they want to take a picture of Steven, is to pull his lip over his fucking teeth.
Well, maybe he liked it.
You're telling
it that
me
way.
You can't do that? Like, there's no person that went, wow, he really looks like a big piece of shit right now. How about we not make him look like the Crypt Keeper and make him look like a human? We, like, give him, like, a chance to look like a fucking human being.
Maybe he was
for about
happy
5 seconds.
Place.
I don't know.
I seriously
I know
that.
They, the videos I seen every time they were showing somebody moving around, pushing around, they were at one hand is holding the head still because it would just shake whenever they were rolling and stuff.
Yeah. Poor guy.
That's
a tough way to go through life.
Yeah. But
I mean, really.
He did. I mean,
nobody had him in Dead Star Bingo. We checked that he had
it's a Deadpool Bingo. Dead Star Bingo. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I don't know.
Celebrities is a star.
Yeah, but Dead Star Bingo is not the name of the contest.
Was it Deadpool?
It's Deadpool Bingo.
Okay.
And no one had him.
Get out of my way, son. You're using my oxygen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Please.
Joe. Yeah. Well, nobody had him anyway.
Yeah. In a statement, his children, Lucy, Robert, and Tim, went on to praise the courage and persistence as well as the brilliance and humor that inspired people around the globe. They continue by saying, quote, he once said it would not be much of a universe if it wasn't home, if it wasn't home to the people we love, end quote. We will miss him forever. So that came today, the death of, and it was weird because he died, I know he died the day before.
Technically,
he died on the 13th.
Oh, I thought it was Einstein's birthday.
Yeah, think about it. It's Einstein's birthday. It's also Pi Day, 3.14 day.
Oh.
So, and Stephen made it all about himself.
Okay.
But,
you know what I mean?
But he died on the 14th in England.
No, aren't they behind us?
No, they're ahead of us.
Oh, so technically he did die
on the 14th.
Aha!
They know what they're talking about.
Suck that, calendars. Yeah. Fuck off. We're right, you're wrong.
Did anybody else die?
Unfortunately, not you. Just my career.
No,
I don't think anyone else died. I mean, I have other stories. You want me to go into more fucking stories?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, why in the hell not?
Tell me more.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of death, that now they're fucking claiming that they are dead in that movie? That whole movie's about fucking death?
Who's what?
That Grease? Hold on. Wait, fuck with the story I was about to do. Let's do this fucking thing.
So hot.
Okay, so this story is literally, it's all over the place. That Sandy is dead. And this is all like a kind of like death dream.
Olivia
the whole movie. Because when he sings Summer Lovin',
Summer Lovin',
have me a blast. Summer Lovin' happened so fast. I met a girl. I met a girl. She nearly drowned. She supposedly is dead. She drowned. She drowns. Would that be the proper terminology?
She would have. She would have inhaled enough water to not be able to breathe
that
anymore.
That too. And then, so now she's dead, and so is Danny Zuko. Oh. And notice the last scene of the movie Grease.
Yeah.
They fly off. They get in Grease Lightning, and they fly off into the heavens.
They got into the
They're dead.
Pussy wagon?
Yes. It's a real pussy wagon.
Oh,
Grease Lightning.
Pussy
go, 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 go.
I don't, I don't think the author intended them to die.
This is this mind-blowing Grease fan theory will change.
Yes, but the fan theory has now been supposedly connected to one of, I believe the director now said that this is how Sandy dies. So Sandy's dead, and that's what the whole thing is. Even though now we're like kind of gay and having theater talk and talking about our major musical named Grease, I'm telling you that she's dead, Danny Zuko's dead, they all fly off into the heavens. Actually,
but what happens to Kinnicky?
Well, a hickey from Kinnicky's like a hallmark.
Well, he took drugs and then died soon.
He died in real life.
Yeah.
No, Kinnicky, I believe, got a job as a taxi cab driver.
Yeah, right.
While trying to be an actor.
In New York.
Yeah. The song Summer Nights explains that Sandy, played by Olivia Newton-John, in the film, and Danny, played by John Travolta, met on the beach when he rescued her from drowning in the ocean. I saved her life. She nearly drowned. Danny sings while showing off for his friends.
I saved
her
life. She nearly drowned. He showed off splashing around. He was fucking saving you.
Yeah.
The Reddit theory says that Danny never saved her and she actually drowned in the ocean, only dreaming that she fell in love with a hot hunk she'd seen on the beach.
Yeah.
This explains the end of the movie, Sandy and Danny flying off into the sky in the car was actually Sandy flying up to heaven. The theory also mentions that the last line of "Look at me, I'm Sandra D" is goodbye to Sandra D.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Won't go to bed till I'm legally wed.
Right.
Or dead.
That too.
Yeah.
Goodbye to Sandra D.
Travolta's going to play Gotti now.
And then it says, everything that happens...
I don't know if he can play it straight.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in the last scene is just a little too perfect, one user wrote. Danny and Sandy are back together despite everything. Rizzo suddenly isn't pregnant, and Kinnicky suddenly decides that he actually loves her. The geeky kid gets onto the sports team. Everything is suddenly okay.
Yeah.
That's just the blah, 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 blah.
What they're saying is it ends up too neat.
Yeah. And live happily ever after
in the gates of heaven. Okay? So now them, Stephen Hawking, which I hope the guy to Stairway to Heaven has a fucking ramp, but
it
to
does
heaven,
these days.
To heaven.
That's interesting.
I saw it the other day, and now there's also, somebody came out, I believe it's somebody that worked on the movie, and said that she's dead. That Sandy is fucking dead.
She's
probably just wishing.
Hashtag
Sandy's dead.
Another similar bizarre theory suggests that both Sandy and Danny died in a rescue attempt, and the movie is Danny's dying dream.
There you go.
They added that he made up the name Sandy for the girl because they died at the beach. Because
he couldn't speak Australian.
He envisions like what his life would have been if he had rescued her.
Probably a lot of gay sex.
In another attempt, there was Jaws who ate her on the beach, and Steven Spielberg made a movie of it.
I think now you're making light of this, Joe, and it's annoying me.
Yeah.
God damn it, I need a bigger boat.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
That's right.
What I'm trying to understand is how this fits into his this fits into the fever dream.
Dramatic. Ultramatic. Woo! Could be Grease Lightning.
Ah, Lightning! Get some overhead. Lift the four-barrel car, so yeah. Keep talking, I'll keep talking.
Fuel injection cut off in chrome.
Bad rides, oh yeah.
We get already. With the four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't a shit. We'll
get lots of shit.
Grease Lightning.
He's getting a lot of tit.
Yep.
Sliding in your burrow.
spins.
Pussy wagon.
You know,
by the way, people think he's gay.
Back in the old days, teenagers were so much cooler. They could sing and dance. Yeah, unlike today's kids who
they didn't do drugs either.
Eat pods and shoot each other.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Excuse me, there was a Tide Pod?
All right, so according to
the cinnamon test.
According to Jim Jacobs.
It's a cinnamon challenge.
A challenge.
Not the cinnamon test.
It was the test.
It's cinnamony.
Yes. Right.
So according to Jim Jacobs, the guy who...
Who's Jim Jacobs?
He wrote the original Grease book and musical with Warren Casey. He spoke to TMZ about the rumor and suggested that whomever came up with the Sandy is dead rumor must have been on acid. Sandy was very much alive at the movie's end, he confirms, putting the final nail in the coffin of the bizarre scenario.
How do you fucking then... Okay, excuse me, what's his name, Jeff Johnson?
Jim Jacobson.
Jonah Jameson.
He's only the author.
Okay, excuse me. But, see, they fly the fuck off. Maybe the book is different than the movie. All right?
Well, the play they don't. I saw the play on Broadway. They didn't fly off.
Well, exactly. Well,
it's kind of difficult.
They sort of skipped.
Yeah.
They also have a non-heterosexual guy singing this. Come on.
Why do gays like musicals so much? I mean, I like musicals too, but I'm not gay.
Let's ask a gay. Okay.
Oh. Joe, why do you like musicals?
Well, no, I do like musicals.
God,
but...
I softballed that one to Danny.
No, I
that's a home run, man.
Holy shit. Go ahead.
Wow.
I don't like the new musical. I like all the old ones. Like, I like The King. My Fair Lady is like one of my favorites. And I like King and I. And
which
I like,
one does your boyfriend like?
Well, I don't know. What do you like?
You tried to turn it around on me. Well, and I said, fuck you.
He likes the musicals from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah. I like that one. That song, This Is Me. That chick was that serious.
I like Fiddler on the Roof. That's a good one.
Wait, hold on.
People did so many covers of that.
Dude, I fiddled her on the roof. I'll tell you
I'll tell you.
The lady from This Is Me.
Yeah.
The one that sings the song.
Okay.
Okay. She was at SiriusXM the other day. Ooh. And I totally kind of geeked out because I'm looking. First off, she's got giant tits.
Is that the one that sings Never Enough? That one or what?
No, she's the bearded lady in the movie.
Did you touch?
I don't know. No, dude, they're just monster. They're monstrous.
Yeah, they are big.
They're wavos.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl. But I literally kind of geeked out. I was going to go, I got to get a picture with you. Because that song is really good. As gay as it's going to make me sound, that song is really good. This Is Me is a fucking great song.
Too bad she had to wear a beard in the movie because she's really a pretty girl.
Yeah, you could throw it in her if you want.
No, I saw her on the Academy Awards and she was pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who else is pretty?
No.
This guy right here. Oh, Joe!
But whatever happens to the beauty
excuse me, we're dropout? Who, Frenchie?
All right, that was her name. I don't remember.
How do you not know the characters?
I don't remember. Dude. Last time I seen it was the fucking 70s.
Yeah. Well, Frenchie was the
Frenchie
Clown,
was,
right?
Yeah, with the pink hair.
Yeah.
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 The pink ladies. How do you not know things?
Beauty school dropout.
And that's Fabian, right? That sings
no.
That?
No.
Who sings that?
That was Frankie Valli.
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon.
That's your old man. I know these guys.
They're all the same.
Wait, no. Frankie Valli sings Grease.
Yeah,
Grease is the word.
Yes, you're right there.
It's got movers.
And Frankie Avalon
sings Beauty School Dropout.
Yeah.
Isn't he in a movie? Doesn't he come in the fucking movie?
He's like the Teen Angel. He plays Teen Angel.
Teen Angel.
Yeah. He has his white suit on.
Earth Angel.
It looked really good in the movie. That was like a comeback move for him, but it was a long time
ago. How do we get into freaking show musicals?
We started talking about Grease because the bullshit is that she's not dead. Yeah. Sandy's fucking dead.
She should be.
Okay.
Well,
and Sandy,
to the guy
and
who wrote the fucking shit, she's not dead.
Right.
Sandy,
I'm going
and
with that guy.
On forever.
And Danny Zuko are fucking dead at the end of Grease. They get in the car in the real pussy wagon, Danny, and they fly off to the heavens.
Go
and they're fucking that. Dead. They're fucking dead.
Maybe it was a school shooting.
We're so gay. Oh, it's very funny. That would actually be in Grease 3.
Oh, okay.
Joe, they do a school shooting.
Okay. Well, you know,
where they sing around the fucking kids just dying around them.
What was that guy that was their enemy in the movie? Not Kaneki.
The dude with the pockmarked face.
Yeah, guy had another car. He could. Yeah. He looked like a killer to me.
And he was banging the fucking hot, the Spanish brother Maria. So,
yeah, right.
That Danny brings to the dance. Yeah,
they were the bad guys.
To piss off. How do you not know this, Billy? Come on.
Yeah.
And the hot Spanish broad is brought to the dance to piss off Sandy.
Yeah.
And I forgot who. Did Sandy go with him? I don't remember.
I don't know.
And then at the end, so what you do, by the way, did you ever notice that the moral of that story?
What is it?
Is dressed like a slut.
Yeah.
And then you get the guy.
That's right.
Ladies, pay attention. Sandy goes from being a little church mouse.
Yeah.
Right? Then she gets all like with the off the shoulder leather pants.
Leather pants.
Bro. A camel toe in the front.
You
nipples
you
around.
You gotta sweat in that stuff. Those pants. I bet you. You know, it's gotta be sweaty.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. By the way, I was thinking of this before too.
Yeah.
How smelly do you think Stephen Hawking's chair was?
Wow.
He never moved.
I bet right. you. I bet he peed himself.
That's what I'm saying. How many times is that thing soiled and nasty and shit?
But he was rich. He probably had people all around to clean him all the time.
He didn't have a guy to fucking put the lip over his fucking teeth.
No, it's true.
Well, that's because he spent the money on the cleaners.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You need the cleaners.
Change your underwear or something.
But that's what I'm saying. All they did was pick them up.
Maybe they tubed them and bagged them.
All they did was pick them up and put them in bed.
Don't give them any water.
Yeah. Yeah, little Stevie likes to pee himself, don't he?
Don't drink. Here, have something solid.
Ain't fuck you. I'm fucking thirsty. Come on. My pee still comes out.
No water for you.
No, he probably had a bag.
I'm guessing.
Stephen Hawking had a bag.
I think you're right. He probably had a bag.
I would think they did that one.
Hey, get over here, Billy, change my bag.
Maybe he didn't have a person to pull his upper lip up or whatever the fuck.
Pull the lip over the teeth. Can we have a guy come in and do that?
Maybe he had somebody pick him up and put him on the bowl.
What the fuck? Yeah. It's not that hard of a request.
He was kind
of
thin. He was pretty easy.
You can just pick him up and put him on the bowl.
What did he eat? Does he eat? Do ALS patients poop? I don't even know.
He eats peanuts.
Do they have control of their fucking assholes, Danny? I don't know.
Alexa.
Go ahead.
What is ALS?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as motor neuron disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease, is a specific disease which causes the death of neurons controlling voluntary muscles.
That's pretty serious stuff.
Alexa. Can ALS patients poop?
Sorry, I don't know that.
I think you're fucking keeping it secret.
Yeah, really. Just don't want to answer.
Top secret information.
Because I would not imagine if he had to have a bag for his piss that his butthole worked.
I would think.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you know, you can have a bag and it still works, but he can't get up and go take a piss.
Right.
So
it
physically works.
No, but he probably, what I'm saying is he had the bag.
Right.
Right. So the bag would automatically, but you don't, unless he had a colostomy bag put in for his poop.
Isn't that the same
thing?
They
may have. No.
No, there's a piss bag and a poop bag.
Oh, you have to have two bags?
Yeah. Well, one's piss, one's poop.
I thought you had like one bag, it all came out.
No, it doesn't all come out the
there's
same
no tube
spot.
Up your ass. That's fucking.
No, man, I didn't know about the.
He doesn't know about the ass, kid.
No, I you know,
the one
attaches to your colon, you know?
It attaches, yeah.
Yes, and your piss doesn't come from your colon.
What the hell?
Most times.
Since when?
Most times.
Since when, Danny? I think you're wrong, all right?
Depends on what showers
you're I'm willing to wager that you're wrong.
And Joe wears Depends all the time.
I know.
No. He doesn't want to poop anymore. Well, Joe can't poop anymore either way.
I have trouble pooping.
I just imagine that Stephen Hawking was just a big contorted butterfly of sweat And poop. And he just sat in that chair every day.
Yeah.
And literally, they just picked him up and they threw him on the fucking mattress.
Well, he may have had more than one.
What, mattress?
Chair.
Chair?
How long do you think it'll take for them to auction off his chair for like some kind of charity or something?
Oh, that'll probably go in the Smithsonian or something like that.
The Smithsonian.
Well, you know.
What are you doing?
right next to Archie Bunker's shit, you know?
Joe, you know what? You know what I gotta say to that?
No.
They used to call Stephen Hawking Grease Lightning, too. Play funny whistle.
No, don't.
Lightning, baby.
Lightning. Big finish.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much what we did on today's show.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We were supposed to have a guest, but everything got moved. He's coming on next week, so.
Oh, yeah? Is he really?
This is what happens when you move shit.
Who's the guest?
We start singing show tunes, and I start going, Alexa, fart.
Wow.
And that's how you kill time, folks. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take another break right now. 718-577-1389. We're going to wrap up this show as only we can do, which is probably really annoying.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it the way we have it. Yes, we're going to be like Stephen Hawking in a chair going downhill on a bobsled. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Loud. Fat. Rude. Crude. And tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Tequila!
Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Joe, shut up. I gotta do a live read, you dummy. I gotta tell people about friggin' Religion Tequila. You want that bottle? I gotta start selling some, you son of a bitch. Please go to ReligionTequila.com and find out about our vision, our devotion, our religion. That's right, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. Muy bueno. Los amigos, this is the best tequila I've ever seen and touched and tasted in my life. Made from 100% pure organic agave, blue agave, not that cheapo shit. This is 100% pure, beautiful, blue organic agave. All right, it's also won tons of awards. The double gold medal in the 2017 Las Vegas Global Spirits Award for best overall tequila. And on top of that, they won for best Blanco as well. Best tequila, best responder with the 2017 New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. They are racking it up. And you need to experience the difference. You need to find out about our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic, handcrafted tequila from the fine people at ReligionTequila.com. That's right. Go to ReligionTequila.com. Won't you do that for me? ReligionTequila.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Kanye West recently retreated to the mountains of Wyoming to work on his latest album. Kanye West credits the idea to Macaulay Culkin, who also advanced his career thanks to a Jackson Hole. The widow of deceased Toto drummer Jeff Porcaro is claiming his surviving bandmates are withholding music royalties. The band enjoyed a multi-decade career with so many hits, even President Donald Trump catches himself singing, "I bless the rains down in S-hole countries." Not caring how it'll affect other customers, O.J. Simpson's local juice shop says he's still welcome anytime, despite the Hall of Famer's recent double murder confession. However, the manager does have to repeatedly remind OJ, you only have to stab the straw through once. Happy birthday to longtime actor William H. Macy, better known around his local Walgreens as Preparation H. Macy. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Yeah! Ooh, a choo-choo train.
Hey, tutu.
What the fuck is happening?
It's a tutu train.
Why did my fucking...
Who would it now?
Ha-ha, got you! You thought it wasn't playing.
I thought.
I know, but it was. It's Bulls on Parade. Rage Against the Machine. Come on!
Explode. Shatter me no bones. Need a drop of hits like De La Hoa. Get the fuck off the commode.
Ooh, it's got potty names. Woo! It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live, hamradioshow.com.
Are we
Come
really?
On. Yeah. 718-577-1389. All right, so, yet again, we don't have a hot button topic for you, because Joe, right as the mics go off in the last segment, starts telling me that he had a dream. And when Joe has dreams, the world has to stop and listen because they're always weird. All right? They're always fucked up. Remember, the Wonder Wheel dream, Danny?
That's my favorite.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where Joe had sex on the Wonder Wheel in Coney Island?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time that you saved the Dixie Chicks?
No, I killed the Dixie Chicks.
You killed the Dixie Chicks? The Who saved them? Was it me?
No, they were terrorists, and I hunted them down and killed
them.
Okay.
That's right.
So these are all the shit that's from Joe's mind. So, Joe, what dream did you have last night?
No, this was just a dream.
Don't do a character. Just tell me the dream.
I was in bed, right?
Well, that's usually where it starts.
And I had the sheets tucked all around, like around the bed,
tucked in like a burrito.
Nice, really nice and tight. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm farting. And as I'm farting, the sheets are like getting filled up like a balloon.
Okay.
You know? Okay.
And I start to levitate. the bed, everything. I'm actually leaving the room. That's what I'm saying. It's a weird
dream.
So
You made your bed into a hot gas balloon.
Well, sort of, yeah.
I'm
lying in bed and the sheets are like domed over me now because I've been farting and filled up with gas. You know, and as I'm levitating, I somehow get levitated out of it, and I'm levitating down the block, and I'm watching all the people, and I'm starting to sink, and I gotta do more, you know.
You gotta do more flatulence to make the balloon fly.
To make the balloon fly.
Okay.
And eventually I crashed.
What did you crash into? Because that might mean something.
It was in a tree. And I think it's because of all the, we've had the northeasters here.
Yeah.
And the trees
have
been
the northeast, Jeff.
And I sort of like landed in a tree, and I think I knocked some power lines down, and
you're just a regular hurricane.
I remember people yelling at me. People were yelling at me, like, "What the hell are you doing up there in the tree, farting?" You know, I had no sex in this dream. There was no sex.
I'm kind of disappointed now because I thought it would be.
I told there was no sex. I never have sex with anybody I know in the dream. Like you were saying before.
Yeah, well, see, that was something that didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. a stranger.
No, because I've had. And
they're usually attractive.
I can't use people's names because some of their family is now listening to the show. Yeah. And now we're in the Facebook Live suite. But I've had sex with sex dreams.
Yeah.
With tons of people that I know, because I think that's the best part. You get to take that person that you wish to have sex with that you might not be able to have sex with because of any kind of weird circumstance.
That's why it's a dream.
And you start to have sex with them in the dream because it's obviously something you want.
Yeah.
And you get to have sex with them. That's the fucking greatest part of it. The benefit.
That's never happened to me. I've had people I know in my dreams, but never having actual sex with those people.
Yeah, but you're saying that you've never had a sex dream with somebody
I know.
That you know, which
yeah.
doesn't make any sense. I've had sex with everybody.
Wow.
Not you guys. Even though
I'm out of here.
Yeah, Danny said I would be a power bottom.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's... no guys, all girls, just so Danny can check his little gay checklist. But I've had sex with, tons of people I know. You don't have that?
I want them dead.
No, no. Bill, you ever have sex with Giggles in your dreams?
No.
In real life.
That's what it's all about.
The dreaming and the fantasy like Eddie does is because you actually want to have sex with those people. You probably can't, so...
Well,
you
I can for many a perpetuity of reasons, but so you in that dream, and I'm not talking about just jerking off or something. I'm talking about an actual dream, where you close your eyes, you're sleeping, you're in a REM sleep, and you have I one time had a dream about this girl. I'll tell you right now, her name was Tracy Hurtado. I'll give her a full name. It was in freaking high school, and I had a dream of not a sex dream, but I was so charged up for this girl. This girl was like the be all end all for me.
All right.
Beautiful woman, beautiful girl. She's grown up. She's got I think she's probably married probably by now. But not that I've stalked her on the internet.
No.
Did
not
I say
you.
That? No, I haven't done that. But. It was I had a weird ass fucking dream about her.
Did you fart?
We're in school, right? And she thanked me for something that I don't even remember what it was, right?
Yeah.
And then she kissed
me. Not talking to her for the day?
No. She totally liked me talking to her. She kissed me on the cheek, but I actually felt it. Like, I honestly felt a kiss on my cheek, and I woke up from it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah. I actually felt, like, my nerve endings felt her kiss my cheek.
Did you have a pet roaming through the house at the time?
No, nobody was licking my face. Right. No, nobody snuck in and gave me a nice mwah.
Give me a nice wet willy.
Yeah, that's very true. Dreams are very real.
They're vivid sometimes. Sometimes it fucks you up like a dream.
I had a dream the other night that I was chewing juicy fruit chewing gum.
Okay.
Juicy fruit?
Juicy fruit, yeah. The chewing gum.
You just combined jujubes and juicy fruit.
Well, yeah, well, that stuff.
Stop being old. And,
well, anyway, when I woke up, I still tasted the juicy fruit. You know, and I was kind of annoyed.
Were you chewing on a pillow?
I didn't have any juicy fruit. That's the old joke.
I had this dream.
I was eating a giant marshmallow when I woke up. My pillow was gone. Yes.
No, I, it's weird that you have these, like, sensory things.
Oh, yeah.
That you can remember your shit. Because I bet you the whole time Joe was having a dream where he turned into a hot air balloon, he was probably farting the whole fucking time.
Right. I know because my wife left the room.
Yeah, he's in the. He's
she
farting.
Was yelling at you the whole time.
God damn it!
That was. See, maybe his wife yelling at him was how it manifested in his dream that everyone else was yelling at him because his wife was fucking. Tony Clifton was yelling at him because he was stinking out the house.
Really?
And Billy was saying something along the lines of that he had a weird kind of sex dream, but it wasn't a sex dream.
No, it wasn't a sex dream.
Because he had like a courting period in his dream.
What do they call that when you put your wife's head under the covers and you fart? What do they call it?
Murder.
Yeah.
Usually, yes.
Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven.
Right. That was something.
I was shut up. I want to hear about Billy's courting dream. Oh, that is part of it.
It's not a court. It's just.
Even Billy's dreams are weird. Do you understand?
It's fucking weird. I don't get it. I don't know where it came from or even why it manifested.
But, like, most
of
us have sex dreams. Billy's dream is that he met somebody in his dream, and then, like, they didn't have sex. Like,
there was no sex or nothing. But
exactly.
Wherever the hell I was, one girl approached from one side, got, like, all up on my, in my grill.
This is a three-way courting period.
Hold on.
Good dream.
I didn't hear, so hold on.
The girl gets right up on there, and I'm like, you know, hey, stay away.
Hey,
you know.
I have a fiance, Missy.
And I'm like, you know.
Get off my genitals.
I was just like, because the girl was like, she's very, very forcefully trying to persuade me to go do things. And I'm like, all right. Go away. You know, like,
Billy was
good.
Was there a pinball machine, Mr. Foster?
No. So I get her to, like, back off, and then, like, within no time, somebody else comes from the other side doing the same exact
thing.
Totally different girl.
All right.
And I'm, like, trying to
push. He was gang raped, Danny. He wasn't just regularly raped.
I'm trying to push her away, too. Like, you know, like, all right, I'm good. But, they both then it came at me. It was just very weird. Because, you know.
It was, like, so weird.
That shit don't happen in real life.
No woman has ever fought over Billy.
No, me either. That's true.
Were they fighting over? Like, did they have a bra and panties match? Like,
no. They just, like, then they both decided to come after me. I don't know.
So what did you fuck them?
No. The alarm went off.
Oh. Before your cock went off?
Yeah. Yeah,
wouldn't it be nice if you could record your dreams, you know, like, watch them the next day or something?
No.
Some of them were good.
No.
Two words, stretched, but JJ.
No, because Giggles would definitely, if we could record dreams, she would definitely fucking play his the next day.
Erase them.
And be like, what is this? Who is this girl? Who is this girl? You know these girls. Yeah. Don't tell me you don't know these girls, William. Oh. You know them. You've seen them in your life. You work with them. Are they whores? Are those whores? You tell me.
You know how, like, most times, like, you can remember a dream or whatever?
Yeah.
It's hard to remember a dream.
9 times out of 10, I don't remember anything.
You only remember, like, I don't have dreams. You have many dreams.
Yeah, they're like 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, but you only Usually, if you remember one, it's the last one you had before you woke up. That's right, why you remember it.
Once dreamed an entire screenplay, and I couldn't remember it the next day.
Right.
And I really wanted to because it was a good movie.
It was about a guy in a bed who farted and
that was a Western.
Filled up.
And it was about some guy that found a girl on a beach and saved her. Yeah. And then they went to school.
Sandy was dead!
Here's a fact. A man, you can tell if a man's dreaming because he always has an
erection.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, I must dream a lot. I'm always hard.
That's why you have morning wood.
Yeah. Oh, is that
wait, hold it. Ah, good. So wait, you're telling me my dick being hard in the morning wood.
Yeah.
Is a result of my dreams?
What are you dreaming about?
It doesn't have to be a sexual dream. It's a dream period.
And not the fact that I have to pee?
A little bit of both. Isn't cracked it up.
Where did you hear this and where did you learn this? Because now I'm very interested. Because does that mean I am having these outstanding sex dreams? Or is it just like
you don't
not
have,
sex dreams?
It doesn't have to be a sex dream. It's just a dream.
Just a dream.
It can be anything.
You mean if you dream about your mother, are you going to have a hot on?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, that's, I don't believe
that. I'm all shook up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
By the way, Giggles is mad at you, Billy.
Yeah, she's always.
There's
she said. Here. She said. So he only courts people in his dreams.
I didn't court anybody
because he sure as shit never courted me.
Oh God!
Did you experience?
You can't win, Bill.
Wait,
I didn't do. Wow! All I know is where the hell I was. They came at me. I didn't go for them.
Wait, Giggles also asked, do you exercise and eat healthy in your dreams as well?
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess, because they're coming for me. Yeah. I don't know.
And then Giggles said, I guess you have to have energy and not be lethargic lump.
You know, that's the truism. You know, in my dreams, I weigh about 160 pounds.
Well,
really?
Oh,
I never
fought. You blow it all out.
No, I mean.
Wait, hold on. Your weight changes in your dreams?
Yeah, well, you know, physically I look great. You know, I always look great in my dreams.
I never.
Maybe that's why I get laid in my dreams.
All right.
I don't.
How bad do you want?
I don't honestly think I look any different in my dreams.
No, I always look better.
I actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
my younger self.
But I don't think I see myself in my dreams.
Oh, I always do.
Like, I see through my own eyes,
usually,
but I don't see myself.
Usually if I see myself, it's, you know, when you do that whole falling thing.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Do you ever notice that you can't read anything in your dreams? It's always like...
No, because they said that words can't... It's all squiggly lines.
I see letters, but they're all like you can't make them out.
It's like jumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like philosophy on the high.
Wait, hold on. We're going to learn about our dicks.
Okay.
Wait, here's Danny with dick news.
Dick news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dick.
There you go.
Okay.
The penis is.
There you go. It's time for dick news with Danny.
This is from Men's Health. You wake up from a deep sleep to notice that not every part of you has been resting. Middle of the night erections, also known as morning wood, since you often notice them when you awaken, are pretty damn common.
Duh.
But think of it, they pop up even if you're not in the middle of a sexy dream. Regular nighttime erections can actually signal that your body is in good health.
Right, you have good blood flow.
Oh, thank God I'm healthy. I wake up with morning wood every freaking morning. It's a pain in the ass sometimes when you got to pee. I pee all over the fucking walls. And so
Joe, just sit down.
You're trying. You know?
Push your dick down, Joe.
Just sit down. Pour cold water on you.
Yeah, I know. So, I should try that. I should just get right in the shower.
Piss in the sink.
Do that. Open up the window. Just piss out the window. The neighbor's lawn.
Wait, hold on. Back to the dick news.
During deep sleep, there's a general increase in the activity of your parasympathetic systems, too. This is what slows your heart rate, relaxes your muscles, and kicks off a deeper dream state. It is also what sparks the development of a nocturnal erection. It's pretty much the same.
A nocturnal
erection. Same thing. Your body relaxes. The blood flow goes...
What about wet dreams, Danny? Is that the something?
Danny, what about wet dreams?
Wet dreams is something totally different.
Oh.
That's something...
Is there any way to encourage them? Because I really like them.
No.
They are pretty cool. I can't say that.
Your body has to fill up to empty out.
Like if you don't, especially if you're, when you're just hitting puberty, that happens a lot.
Puberty?
Yeah. because your body starts fucking, you haven't figured out how to whack one off or rub one out, so your body just fills up.
I learned that at the age of two.
Yep. Wait, so you're saying...
This is developing into a very bad habit.
So what you're saying is if I don't jerk off, my body will fill up with natural fucking amount, and then I will have a fucking wet dream?
Right, yeah, because it's, your body has to get rid of it, to make room for more. Like, it's making you... Your body's always producing fucking semen.
You mean if I don't get rid of, if I don't jerk off or something like that, my balls are going to blow up or something like that?
No, that's why you have wet dreams. Oh. But it mostly happens freaking when you start reaching puberty and doing that. Your body's producing so much, it has to get rid of it. Plus, if you have a sexual dream, you're going to bust a nut.
I swear to God, I'm dead serious. I did not know this.
Yeah, me either.
I did not know that.
See, the things you find out.
I knew that my body would make a new fucking, because I know when you're young and you jerk off a lot, that you're like, oh, I got to replenish, because after a while, nothing comes out. Like, you go, boo. Nothing comes out of your nothing comes out of your fucking pee hole. What I'm asking, is, because now I'm fucking amazed that you're saying, if I don't touch myself,
you'll blow up.
I will eventually, not blow up, I'll blow out.
Oh, yeah.
Your body will let go.
Yeah,
you'll be walking down the street somewhere, and all of a sudden, bang, there it goes, man.
That's why they call it a nocturnal emission. When you're sleeping, it'll manifest and work its way out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if I help in my sleep. Sometimes I feel like I'm humping.
Let's ask your
How
wife.
How do you fuck that up?
Well, you get the pillow,
How do you fuck that up?
All right, enough from your wife. Jesus. I'm just trying, because that really just blew my fucking mind. I'm amazed
it's
right
very
now.
Very amazing.
Because now I'm contemplating, should I jerk off or should I not jerk off and test the theory and then one night just shoot a load?
Ooh.
Because I have sexy dreams, I know.
Let me talk to your mother.
You know what you should do one night, Eddie?
What?
Sleep without covers and have a video camera on the bed all night.
I'm going to make a sex tape with myself.
Well, it's not a sex tape; it's science. You're trying to figure out what's going on, right?
You hear that, Kim Kardashian? Well, it's not a sex tape; it's science.
Yeah.
God damn it!
I don't know.
It would work. I may try that tonight.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Yeah, but you fucking have jerked off, Joe, haven't you?
All the time.
Exactly. So you're fucking empty. You're not full.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't allow it to build up enough.
Yeah. But that's another thing. How long does it take for it to overflow?
Depends.
See, that's another thing.
15 years.
Depends on how healthy you are.
What do these guys in prison do? They have wet dreams all night long? Or what do they do? Constantly washing sheets?
No, they get a guy. They literally get a guy fucking. Why do you think they get blowjobs?
Oh.
Hey, WebMD. Once you start releasing sperm by masturbating or having sex with the partner, you may have fewer wet dreams. That's because you're emptying yourself out.
Elsewhere.
Okay, but we got that part there, Mr. Wizard. We figured out that jerking off gets rid of the cum.
So basically, I'm not having enough sex.
Right.
Tell your wife that.
Because you don't want to hear it.
Excuse me, wifey. In the name of science.
In the name of science.
Because my balls might explode.
Drop your drawers.
I got to show you. Touch your toes. I'm going to show you where the wild goose grows.
I have something for you. Very important.
It's very important.
You want me to live?
You need to get in here and see this.
You don't want me to live.
That's right. You're trying to kill me?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I think the Japanese had that thing. It's like if you didn't have enough sex, you wouldn't be healthy. And that's why the concubines, is that what they call them?
Well, they were geishas.
The geisha houses were invented.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to screw anybody with a white face. My God. Oh, God. The makeup they wore.
We know. You like Queen Latifah. We get
it. Well, yeah. I do like Queen Latifah. She's beautiful.
She is.
I have this thing for.
Oh, by the way,
dark woman.
So I got Showbox now on my phone again.
Oh yeah,
sure. Right.
And let me tell you right now, that movie Girls Trip.
Which one is that?
With Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, the black chick from those fucking movies.
That narrows it down.
No, the black chick. I don't know. Regina Hall. Regina Hall is her name.
Okay.
And. But that fucking, the new chick, the comedian, what the fuck
the
is her
The funny
name?
One, I bet.
No, I can't fucking,
Saturday Night Live?
Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
Holy fuck, is she steals the fucking show.
I didn't see the movie.
This movie, dude, was, I'm not even finished with it. I'm only halfway through with it.
What's the premise?
The premise is it's girls that used to hang out all the time together. They were like friends throughout everything. They get together. They go on a girls trip. Okay. They go on a girls trip because one of the girls, the Regina Hall character, is she's kind of like the new Oprah, they call her.
Okay.
And she's receiving an award, or she's going to be a guest speaker at some Black Caucus thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. But she's going to be at somewhere, and it's going to be in Louisiana. So they go down, like, it's not Mardi Gras time, but, you know how they party? Billy's been
right.
there.
Right,
sure, yeah.
They party all the fucking time in
New Orleans. Is party city.
So at this one part in the movie where Jada Pinkett Smith plays like this stuck up, she's like a mother, so she's like just doubting over all the girls and everything.
All right.
So they're at this thing, and Billy knows what I'm talking about. On Bourbon Street, the street is very small. It's narrow, and the houses, the little thing, you know what I'm saying? Like the houses and the fire escapes, they're like
the bars, and then the hotel
accommodations,
which are above you. Yes,
but they put in a zip line to go from one to another.
All right,
so she does that. The one Jada Pinkett Smith does it, and she's not wearing any panties.
Whoops!
And she has to fucking piss. So of course she gets stuck in the middle. Now she's scared out of her mind. So she ends up peeing on the people down there. Okay.
Okay.
But wait. Tiffany Haddish's character goes, "I didn't know you were into golden showers, girl. This is fucking this is my fucking time." She goes in, she pushes her out of the way, so now she's on the other side. And then Tiffany Haddish's character proceeds then to pee, but like aiming and shooting piss at people from up on the top of the thing. It is hysterical. She steals the whole fucking movie. That's why she's gonna. I'm telling you. Remember the name. She is going to be the one
after
stealing.
After you do, yes.
No, it's Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
She is going to fucking, I'm telling you, she's going to rocket ship to the fucking top. She is hysterical in this fucking movie. She's the whole movie. They don't even need the other fucking characters. Queen Latifah does absolutely nothing in this fucking movie. They don't need it. This chick steals the show. Tiffany Haddish, I'm telling you right now. Steals the fucking show.
And we're gonna make
hysterical.
A movie called Wet Dreams,
starring Joe and his dick.
Oh, didn't Cheech and Chong do that movie?
They did Nice Dreams.
Oh, same thing.
Hamburger.
No, it's totally not the same thing.
And your sperm has an expiration date, by the way.
Yeah, which is why it's letting it out.
That's why there's a number on the side of your cock.
Sperm has an expiration. Yeah, a little barcode.
How long? What's the expiration date?
It doesn't say, but basically. When you go,
is that why it tastes so bad?
That's
oh, wait,
why it tastes
oh.
so bad.
I'm sorry.
You normally have wet dreams.
Did I ask that out loud?
You normally have them when you're much younger and going through puberty, because that's when you start making the testosterone at the highest levels.
Right.
So you have sex dreams, and then it's got to get rid of the old spunk. So you always have fucking fresh spunk to spew out.
Yes. Right.
It's just.
But what's the expiration date? When does it go bad?
I don't know.
Is it like yogurt? I want to know.
I don't
believe
that.
Is my dick
happens.
Like a Dannon? I need to know, Danny.
Don't put any berries in it.
I mean, they have these sperm banks where they freeze it and it lasts for 100 years.
Yeah, but that's how it keeps them fresh.
That's how it keeps them fresh.
You can put some ice on your balls, it'll be fine.
That's fresh sperm in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's 100 years old.
Nice and cold, the sperm. You're going to keep it at a good. You don't want to have it at room temperature.
It's like an ice pop.
But once you start learning how to whack off or stop banging somebody, tends to go away.
Our body is like is 98.6, right? So that's like it's warm. It's nice.
That's why your testicles are outside.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So you mean your testicles?
You ever notice when
you're
cold, your balls go all the way back up and they shrink?
Yeah,
they suck in because they're trying to get warm. It has to be a certain temperature.
Wait a minute, your balls are outside?
Wow!
All
I can say is wow!
Why am I having a sexual education fucking lecture here?
This is eighth grade health.
But why am I teaching a 72-year-old man about his testicles? How do you not know your balls? Why the function of your balls being outside?
I knew you were outside. I mean,
you have kids, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
The balls go up.
Were you there for that?
You literally gave your seed to a woman. She held a baby inside of her for 9 months.
Oh, it wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was. You didn't pull out.
Apparently.
Well, Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. On that note, let's get the fuck out of here. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken, Danny...
I know what to do.
Yeah, check if the chicken's balls...
Shove up your ass and snap it all.
Well, I'll tell you, if the balls are on the outside, then it's a rooster. There you go. Until then, also, people, I say this very carefully. It's AMF, my friends. And you know what that means? It means adios, motherfucker! Danny, I can't see my balls. It must be too cold. No.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.